Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Victor Naracki, the president and co-founder at National Advisors Group, a national independent insurance agency and leader in insurance technology and innovation. Prior to National Advisors Group, Victor was vice president of marketing services at AIG, where he served as senior executive for marketing operations, customer experience, marketing campaign management, and compliance and traffic management functions within the U.S. and Canada direct marketing organization. And Mr. Naracki, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome, and our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So for starters, when considering the current insurance market for consumers, what are some of the biggest issues they encounter today?
Yes, it is. Actually, you know, there's plenty of issues in the marketplace now, but I think the biggest one is that in the, especially in the U.S. P&C space, consumers have been conditioned to basically look solely at price and the idea of getting a fast quote. So this is, you know, this has been pushed by commercials that we see all the time about saving X percent in a couple of minutes. And then there's also many insurtechs in the space, you know, that have started spending millions and millions of dollars a year to drive traffic to these rating engines where, you can get dozens of self-guided quotes in a couple of minutes. And, you know, additionally, we're seeing some changes happen in the market, I think over the last year or so, with home construction costs skyrocketing. And, you know, this has left a lot of people potentially underinsured because they haven't looked at their coverage limits. So I think, you know, generally because of these factors and some others, we really believe it's best, you know, a best model for consumers to get a quote where they can be walked through the coverage options and have them explained to them in detail. And then, you know, let them take a few minutes to walk through everything as opposed to just, you know, rush online and do it all yourself.
Certainly some good pointers and information there. Thanks for that. Now, how can technology alleviate some of these issues, and what specifically is National Advisors Group doing about this?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, technology clearly has been both great for insurance and honestly bad at the same time. With the emergence of these online rating engines that I mentioned earlier, the average consumer, you know, no longer has to go to the broker up the street on their day off and spend a few hours. They can simply go online and get a few dozen quotes in a couple of minutes. But the bad part of that is while consumers can get all this information, a lot of them just don't know what to do with it. So they're often looking at, you know, what they think are potentially very inexpensive prices or, you know, inexpensive coverage. But while they might be saving some money, they really could be losing out big time if they skimp on their coverage. So it really pays to get a professional to help to walk you through some of it, especially if you have, you know, a significant amount of assets. Of course, everybody wants to do things by themselves, but really, unless you have the knowledge or unless you're really doing a lot of research first, it really helps to, you know, to work with someone to help you through that.
Now, Victor, also beyond the consumer benefit of your approach, how does this model help agents? Get into some of the details there.
Yeah, I think the good thing for agents now is, you know, for many years we heard agents are going away, but I don't really think that's the case. You know, if agents invest in the right place, there's still a big market. You know, of course, agents need to modernize and offer some online capabilities that they may have not had before. So they can give people, you know, options beyond having to come into their office in person. But I think there's truly still a benefit to shopping directly with a broker, especially, you know, as I mentioned, for people with more assets who need some assistance in determining the type of coverage they get.
Well, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of National Advisors Group. Today, we're joined by Mr. Victor Naracki, the president and co-founder at National Advisors Group, a national independent insurance agency and leader in insurance technology and innovation. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Victor, are there any risks to leaning too heavily on technology when it comes to insurance, and how do you strike the right balance with all this?
Yeah, there's always a risk to overdoing technology, especially since there's so much of it available now. You know, despite what you might hear, I think artificial intelligence is still not quite as sophisticated and experienced as the human mind is. The right balance is in insurance still seems to be the use of technology to simplify and make things faster or more efficient, but while bringing in a human to wrap things up, you know, to make sure that you don't have coverage gaps or things that the technology really couldn't think of.
Totally agree with you 100% on that and that response. Now, what other InsurTech innovations should consumers look for over the next 5 to 10 years? Get into some of that.
I mean, I think the biggest one that we're going to see is really how insurance carriers are repricing risk. In the past, they tended to price things with a much more broad approach, looking at things like, you know, credit files or zip codes. But we're starting to see insurers look a lot more at individualized ways to price things, you know, like, for example, things like auto insurance, where you can pay by the mile now, or, you know, again, auto coverage, where you might use an app to track your driving. For home insurance, this can include things like, you know, how well you maintain your home. Insurers are really looking at these things to help them price a little bit better. And this could actually be very beneficial to consumers because they won't have to pay for coverage they might not need.
Victor, again, really appreciate your visit, the insight and information shared here today per your expertise in the field. As we conclude today, any other advice or anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we conclude today?
I mean, I think I would just say take a few minutes, look at your own insurance policies, especially as we mentioned how things might have changed over the last couple of years. Insurance is something people tend to buy and forget about, but it's important to reevaluate your situation from time to time. You might be able to save some money, but even more important, if you find some kind of gap in your coverage, you could save yourself, you know, potentially from financial ruin if there was a big loss. So,
certainly appreciate those concluding remarks and thoughts and advice. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on National Advisors Group online, where's the best place to do so?
Go to nationaladvisorsgroup.com and we'll have all the information you need.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid the mobile audience as well. Mr. Naraki, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Victor Naraki, the president and co-founder at National Advisors Group, a national independent insurance agency and leader in insurance technology and innovation. And for all the details, once again, visit nationaladvisorsgroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.